You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast. You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer for the Purple Project Podcast, covering all things K-State game day here in Manhattan, Kansas, Oregon State, there in Waco. I'm recording this on game day Saturday. Cats play later on tonight against the Baylor Bears. That pod is up now, episode 130 of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly, featuring just me with my squeaky voice. Then make sure you check that out here as well. You can hear big difference from Monday to right now, getting my voice back. We got a lot to cover this weekend, so you're going to be hearing bonus content like usual. So see, we're the only K-State podcast to post K-State activity daily and weekly. Or not just weekly, weekend, I must say. So try to get my feedback on here. I only got a few minutes here, so I'm on a time schedule this morning, actually. You're going to be hearing this on Road to Dallas, getting ready for here very soon, actually. I'm the last leg, so I still got little time, but not time with y'all here. But real quick, volleyball took care of winless West Virginia on Thursday by a clean sweep. Now, remember, I mentioned this earlier this week. West Virginia has not won a conference game, and they still haven't won a conference game. We took care of those Jokers 3-0 in this game. K-State wins volleyball 25-19, 25-22, 25-16 in Bramlage there. Obviously, you know who I'm talking about. Elena Baca there, leading the way, as usually. Katie Fernholtz there. Her and Elena Baca had added 6 kills there, at peace there. Haley Warner, who's been steady all year long for the Cats, also played tribute to it as well. Senior Sydney Boulding also knocked down 5 kills, added 4 aces as well in her season total now. For Boulding, 10 aces on the year. Mackenzie Morris once again put down double digit digs. See that 3 times. 15. That was a match high on Thursday night. Aaliyah Carter knocked down 6 digs. Lauren Hinkle, also another solid assisting night, 22 tonight there as well, knocking down West Virginia, the 7-18 on the regular season. 0-12 in the Big 12. West Virginia really struggling on all facets of athletics. Sorry, I'm putting you under the bus there a little bit. Obviously, Neil Brown might be next on that list. That's been a high talk about all year, seemed like there as well. K-State bumped its overall record now to 14-11, 5-7 in the Big 12 there. Afterwards, Sudie Fritch talked about the match. Quote, "The two areas that we did the best were serving and blocking. We felt like we were on task and getting good touches on the ball while creating havoc at the net. This was not our best offensive night, but we are good enough defensively to offset that and get the win input as well." Again, we've heard this all year long on the Pro Project Podcast. If you've been keeping up with us with the volleyball season, Mackenzie Morris, Sudie Fritz had a quote on her as well in this one. Quote, "She is wonderfully consistent. Consistency is not flashy, but that is what we love about her. What she does in a match is what she does every day. It is hard for an athlete to bring the same energy level of energy, execution, and effort into day-to-day work. That is what makes her really special," end quote. I like that. The 3 E's, baby. Triple E squared right there. I like that. Energy, execution, effort. That's what you want right there from a player, or for really all the players on your team. But those special players like a Mackenzie Morris, I talked about this earlier this year when she achieved getting into the 1,000 dig club earlier this year. Obviously, you're getting something like that, then there's no question about it that you can rely on players like Mackenzie Morris, and really not just her, but Sydney Boulding has really come on to her own this year. I've been really impressed. Didn't really see much playing time last year compared to this year. She's really come on to her own. Alina Bacchus has been splendid. Aaliyah Carter's been really good as of late as well. Lauren Hinkle, again, I've raved about this volleyball team, the individual talent. Haley Warner, the transfer from Florida last year, the two transfers, Warner and Bolding, have been really consistent as well, throwing Lauren Hinkle as well. And then you got the two freshmen in there as well with Molly Ramsey, Ava LeGrand, actually three of them, and Shaylee Myers. Shaylee Myers has been a wonderful surprise as well this year for the Cats as well. So, yeah, pretty straight explanatory, folks. Kind of knew it going in there. K-State, they needed to have this game, and they took care of business. That's what you want to see. You're obviously more talented than this team. Get the dub. Let's get it done, and let's go to the next match. There, as I'm about to go into this cold weather here, trying to run this last leg. Why did I neglect to do that? I have no idea, but hey, it's the competitor in me, and especially on the week, I'm coming off being sick, so see what happens there. I just get on running 6.5 miles in this 19-degree weather, so see how that all folds. A well-balanced attack for K-State takes care of West Virginia 3-0 here. And again, more on the on my race on the marathon relay, and we're going to be doing this with three individuals here. Again, that's your cue, and I'm going to leave it as a cliffhanger. Stay tuned for the Road to Dallas edition coming up on Sunday night. But we got a lot to get to this weekend as well. Next time, K-State will be back on the court, will be continuing the two-match home streak next Wednesday, November 16th, against Oklahoma, 6:30 on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus app. And you'll catch Rob Volker on the, if you're here in Manhattan, Kansas, on K-Man, the radio station there as well. So, obviously, another milestone for women's basketball. We'll have that recap there as well. Also, the men escape Cal there as well. A lot more on that as well. Of course, me and Alex will get together tomorrow night and do our post Baylor football game recap on that. And remember, we're going to probably end up having two episodes this week coming up as well. So that will be posted on Monday night. So, folks, if you're not subscribed to this Pro Project podcast, what the hell are you waiting for? Get on it right now, folks. We are in the midst of busy kind of a switchover. Cross country didn't fare too well in regionals in Missouri. We'll get to that as well. So much to get to. And yes, yours truly had to take a rest day. Otherwise, I would have recorded some of those dailies yesterday, but or postcast yesterday. But I want to get my voice a rest, and it looks like it paid off. I'm almost back to 100%. Gotta try to survive this cold, windy ass weather as I'm wrapping up here this morning here. So be on the lookout for this probably this afternoon. And then, yeah, stay tuned for more coverage here on the Pro Project Podcast for more K-State recap and shows and all that fun stuff. This is the only K-State podcast that posts daily content. That's going to put a close to book on the volleyball edition. Again, K-State wants volleyball back up to 3 games over .500 with a clean sweep over West Virginia. Next up with the volleyball team, Oklahoma, next Wednesday in Bramlage.